Acosta wrong, Trump right, it's an invasion, written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, November, 15, 2018. The federal judge who heard arguments on Wednesday in CNN's lawsuit against the White House about the exile of anti-Trump agitator Jim Acosta has yet to rule. But whether the anti-Trump network and its tireless propagandist for the left prevail in court, we've learned one thing already: Acosta's not much of a prognosticator even when the evidence provides him all the facts he need to prognosticate correctly. Acosta predicted that the migrant horde heading for the U.S. would not attempt to enter the U.S. illegally. But as Twitter humorist Razor noted, Acosta's crystal ball must have been cracked. The migrants began scaling the border fence with Mexico, as the New American reported, almost the minute they arrived. Trump called them invaders. Acosta said they weren't. Trump 1, Acosta 0. Scale the fence. The first 400 migrants to arrive were a contingent including around 80 LGBT individuals who felt harassed by other members of the caravan and who split off from the main group, TNA reported. They began scaling the fence at the border crossing near Tijuana. Dozens of the migrants climbed a border fence that crossed a Pacific Coast beach, while others jumped and crawled through openings in the fence. However, they were seen running back to the Mexico side when U.S. Border Patrol agents approached, but that isn't what Acosta said would happen when he began an unseemly argument with Trump, then struggled with an intern who tried to take his microphone away after Trump told the impudent reporter to sit down and shut up. Acosta wasn't just wrong. He was massively wrong, Razor observed. The exchange. During the news conference, Acosta had attacked Trump for claiming the migrants were invaders who had to be stopped. Acosta also attacked Trump for the brilliantly done midterm campaign ad that featured an illegal alien murderer who brags about the cops he killed and migrants streaming through fences like a remorseless column of army ants. Acosta's prediction failure occurred just after he brought up the advertisement that accurately depicted exactly what the migrants did when they arrived. Acosta, but your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and so on. Trump, well, that's true. They weren't actors. They weren't actors. Acosta, they're not going to be doing that. Trump, they weren't actors. Well, no, it was true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And, Acosta, they're hundreds of miles away though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. Trump, you know what? Acosta, that's not an invasion. Trump, I think you should, honestly, I think you should let me run the country, you run CNN. That's good advice from Trump, given that Acosta didn't see what was obvious to Trump, and everyone else, nothing would stand between the migrants and their destination. Indeed, the migrants have said they won't let a border stop their march for jobs and welfare in the United States. Border wall. The attempt to storm the border fence at the Pacific Ocean comes as Trump and the Democrats fight over funding for a border wall. Congress must pass yet another spending bill full of unconstitutional items to keep the Department of Homeland Security and other agencies running past December 7, but the fight over the wall might, some warn, shut them down. President Trump has threatened repeatedly to shut down parts of the government if lawmakers don't agree to fund more construction of a wall along the border with Mexico, the Wall Street Journal reported on Monday. While Democrats have insisted they oppose building a physical border wall, they also have said they want to wrap up this fight before next year, when they assume control of the House. The Democrats, leftist Representative Nita Lowey, DNY, told the Journal, are strongly opposed to spending the $5 billion the House bill would provide. The Senate bill offers $1.6 billion for the barrier, which is needed now more than ever. But both those figures are far less than what one GOP leader wants. Last month, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California proposed $25 billion. But even if Trump gets his $5 billion, or McCarthy his $25 billion, building the wall will take time. That's what the migrants have on their side. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.